Morning, everybody. Sorry to make you wait. Had a little thing called walkthrough going on, so we had to finish up there. I had a couple questions. Guys trying to get better. How can I help you?
As you go to Detroit, as a punter, obviously, that you drafted, that you worked with for a long time, how does that help you in the scouting process when you know Jeff as well as you?
I think it helps our guys because they know Jeff. They're asking him to do a couple different things than we asked him to do here. Mainly because the first 2 years here, obviously we kicked his second, third year here, he kicked outdoors, so we asked him to punt a little bit different. Jeff, it was a good 4 years. He did a lot of good things for us. He's a fine young man. I enjoyed working with him.
Do you have a good read on what he has as far as a kickoff leg? Because he never did that when he was here.
He did a couple times. If you remember when his rookie year, when Blair had a hip flexor injury, I think he kicked off a couple times and he was just kind of line driving it down there. He came out of UCLA. He was a good kickoff specialist. He could do both, but at the time, obviously, Blair was one of the top kickoff guys in the league, so we never asked him to do that. He's got a good enough leg. He'll try to kick touchbacks against us, try to kick them high and deep, keep us off balance, and, he's done a good job for him so far.
When you went back and looked at that long kickoff return they had on Sunday, what was kind of your assessment of what happened?
We lost leverage on the ball on the outside. That should never happen. The way that covers was designed, we never should have let that ball get it was inside. Anthony Harris did a good job of – he actually leveraged it towards the sideline but to keep it inside. But we lost leverage inside, and that should not have happened on that play. In fact, the one play before that where he let the ball hit the ground, we tackled him at the 11. It was a similar type deal. We covered that one, obviously, extremely well, and we didn't do a very good job. And my hat's off to them. They did a nice job blocking it up. We got to do a better job of covering. It was a good kick. We just got to do a better job.
How do you explain Prater's consistent accuracy from distance over his entire career?
Yeah, Matt, I had the pleasure of coaching Matt in Denver for a couple of years. He was a younger kicker back then, trying to figure things out. Always knew he had a phenomenal leg. He's so consistent because he does the exact same thing. His approach, his jab steps are the same. His approach is the same. He's done a very nice job, and he's carved out a really nice career for himself. Unfortunately, he's made some big ones against us that I hope he doesn't make this weekend. But, being that I've worked with him and worked with him for a couple of years, that, I'm kind of proud of him in a way. But, I just hope he has a bad weekend this weekend, and I'll tell him that before the game.
Does that happen in the NFL when guys bounce around and coaches bounce around that you are facing a team where you coach both the kicker and the punter?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know how often it happens. I think it's the first time it's happened to me in that regard. But the cool thing is that I've been around long enough now that, like last week, Josh Robinson's their top special teams player for Tampa. I've coached him for 4 years and coached some other guys around the league that I've gone against. And unfortunately, they always want to really go after us pretty good. They enjoy, I enjoy the competition and the camaraderie with the league, with the guys in the league. It is kind of different when you think about it. Yeah.
Coach, with Kai's kickoff in the second quarter in the last game, the one that kind of went towards the corner and hit the 4-yard line, just kind of what were your thoughts or approach with that kickoff?
We were trying to pin him over on the right side. We were surprised he couldn't get there. He didn't get there in time because I think you can read Kai's approach. Kai is a hard guy to read with his approach, but sometimes you can get it at the end. Our guys just did a good job of covering it. Obviously, when the ball hits the ground, it's going to help our coverage tremendously. If he would have caught it on the, on the fly, we probably would have tackled him maybe around the 20, 22-yard line. But fortunately, he did not catch it on the fly. And that kind of, we call it effective hang time. Ball hits the ground, goes back up in the air. So probably by the time from the start of the kick until he finally got the ball in his hands, it was probably 6-7 seconds, which is huge for our kickoff team.
Burns?
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.